You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello, and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter, with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. In today's segment of Surrounded by History, we will explore the history, the stories, behind one of our local landmarks. History is important. It connects us to specific times, places, people, and events that serve as guideposts in our collective past. What better way to celebrate these connections but through the preservation of a century-old building like Old Main, overlooking the city of Mankato since 1924. But there's so much more to this story than one beautiful building. Today, let's be surrounded by the history of Minnesota State University, Mankato.
Ooh, I'm excited. I knew they started off at Old Main, so I'm excited to learn more about that. But in general, just the MSU. I mean, just the, there's a lot of history there, and it's being the second largest school in the state is pretty awesome. And so let's dive in. Let's go.
All right. Fantastic. So Minnesota became a state in 1858. At the same time the state government was being organized, there was advocacy for a free public education for all students and training of teachers. Most schools were a subscription-based program and only available to those who could afford it. The emerging, quote, common schools were public schools that would be universally available to children, all children, free of charge and funded by their state. Mankato started its public school system, also known as that common school, in 1856. Just check out our Union School podcast to learn more about that. The majority of teachers at this time were, quote unquote, not qualified. And qualified was being 18 years of age and had completed 2 years of school instruction beyond the eighth grade.
Not a lot.
The state legislature supported funding for the first state normal school. That's the word they use for teacher training.
Why is that? Any reason?
I will tell you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So they funded it for with the city of Winona. What later would become known as Winona State University was the first normal school west of the Mississippi River and only the 14th in the United States that was set up as a normal school or teacher's college when instruction began at Winona State in 1860.
All right. Interesting.
Normal schools were originally established to provide a systematic training of teachers in two-year institutions. Their goal was to prepare teachers at a level beyond the simple grammar school education many had previously brought to the classroom. Normal schools prided themselves on their thorough, cohesive, and scientific curriculum. They would provide a norm for all teachers, hence the term normal school.
Got it.
That would assure a level of quality generally unavailable previously. As the new public school concept gained traction throughout Minnesota, the legislature voted in 1864 to add two more normal schools, one at St. Cloud and one at Mankato. Each was to raise $5,000, which would then be matched by the state. Judge Daniel Buck and others interested in Mankato citizens raised the necessary funds quickly. Even though the normal school building had not been constructed, the first classes met in the Methodist Episcopal Church on October 7, 1868, with 27 students and three faculty members, including Professor George Gage, who served as principal.
Oh, what's that last name sound familiar for?
Uh-huh. Mankato Normal School was the state's second teaching training school in Minnesota. Tuition was free in return for a student's pledge that they would teach 2 years in a Minnesota school. By November of 1868, the student body had grown to 48. Another faculty member was added, and larger quarters were definitely needed. The normal school was moved to the second floor of the Shabbat store or building on the corner of South Front and Main Streets. The facility was comprised of four rooms, two for classrooms, and two to house the model classes or the practice classrooms. The normal school remained here until 1870, when 42 normal school students, so teachers in training, and 40 pupils, meaning little kids, of the model school proudly moved to the newly constructed normal school building on Fifth Street. This was the first Old Main.
All right.
First.
The first one. Okay.
First. The construction, the building was constructed of brick. It was three stories above the basement and embellished with two tall towers. The new building was more suitable than the church basement, and enrollment grew steadily over the years. The construction of Old Main marked the beginning of the Valley campus that would serve the institution for a century. So to tell the story of Minnesota State University Mankato, I think it's important to talk about some of the key people in these early years of education. So George Gage, who we talked about a little bit before, came from a normal school in Maine to be the first principal of Mankato State Normal School. Gage was known for opening Mankato State Normal School, development and training of its early curriculum, and building that normal school building, that first Old Main. Professor Gage resigned as principal in 1872, and Miss Julia Sears, who had been assistant principal, was promoted to principal. Principal Sears was the first woman to lead a normal school in Minnesota. During her time as principal, Sears focused on enrollment growth. Come spring of 1873, so 1 year after Gage left, 33 new teachers graduated from the school. The two other state normal schools, St. Cloud and Winona, had only graduated 11 combined.
Oh, wow.
Despite her success, she served in that role for only 1 year. The community was outraged when her position was not renewed. If you want to learn more about Julia Sears, check out our podcast, Women in Education. So the next person, David Clark John, was a Methodist minister who worked in education in Pennsylvania. He became principal of the normal school in 1873, right after Sears left. John's time was focused on dealing with the threat of closure of the normal school, improvements to the building, and developing campus policies. Under his leadership, the first annual catalog of courses was published. He left the Mankato State Normal School in 1880 to become president of Hamline University in St. Paul.
Okay.
Our next leader, Edward Searing, was a Latin scholar with both teaching and administrative experience in Wisconsin before he was hired at the normal school in 1880. He was the school's first head to be called president rather than principal. During Searing's 19 years, enrollment grew to 500, and the school first offered degrees above the high school level, meaning that these were teachers being prepared to teach up to the high school
level.
Okay, got it. Many of them were men training to accept positions as superintendents in city schools or county superintendents of schools. President Searing also oversaw the normal school's expansion in 1893. The building, that first Old Main, had become too small for the growing enrollment. The legislature appropriated monies to build wings on the side of the building. The renovation was done by architects Gerlach, Thayer, and Pass. One of the major new technologies of the expanded building was that a telephone was located in the president's office, plus improved ventilation and electricity.
Big time.
Student activities developed during this time, including the publishing of the first student publication titled The Student in 1888. President Searing served as the principal, the president, until 1898.
Wow, okay.
President Charles Cooper began his 31-year term in 1899. He was a strong advocate for improved facilities to meet the education needs of the students. Once again, the building became overcrowded in the early 1900s. Funds were appropriated by the legislature to build a 3-floor annex at the south end of Old Main, completed in 1909. During Cooper's term, a practice school and gymnasium were added to the normal school building, followed by the first two dormitories, which were for women only, in 1913 and 1921. In 1921, the Mankato Normal School changed its name to the Mankato Teachers College, and with it came a 4-year training program rather than the 2-year, which earned a Bachelor of Education degree. The first 4-year bachelor's degree was awarded in 1927. But on February 5th, 1922, Mankato Teachers College suffered a severe setback. Fire of unknown origin destroyed Old Main in a matter of hours. The firemen saved the annex by placing sheets of asbestos over the windows. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the things we did back then.
Oh, my goodness. Despite the loss, classes were resumed in 3 days in area churches, dormitory parlors, and other donated space. In 1924, a new Old Main was erected on the same site and stands there today, which is why I said it goes back to this building that was built in 1924.
And now, question, was it being called Old Main then too, immediately?
Yes.
Was there a reason for that?
I think it was just because that's the main building.
This is the main building, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it was never near Main Street, so I didn't if there was another reason why it was called Old Main right from the beginning.
Even Gustavus, that the older building that's on Gustavus is called Old Main.
Okay, so that was the name they called them then.
That was a pretty common thing for universities, colleges.
Okay, well, very good.
There you go.
Can we take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break.
All right, we'll come back learning more about Minnesota State University, Mankato. Back with Surrounded by History as we talk with Jessica Potter from the Blue Earth County Historical Society about Minnesota State University, Mankato. Let's pick up where we left off. The new Old Main was erected.
New Old Main was built in 1924, so let's jump up to 1930. Dr. Frank McElroy began his term. He was the first president of the college to hold a PhD degree. Because of the Great Depression, tuition was charged for the first time in 1933, replacing a pledge to teach in exchange for free tuition. Under his leadership, athletic facilities expanded, which coincided with increased men's intercollegiate and women's intramural sports. The athletic field was built in 1933, and in 1940, the Valley Physical Education Building was opened for use. The first 4-year Bachelor of Science degrees were awarded in 1939. Despite decreased enrollment due to World War II, McElroy was able to increase faculty size and hire professors with improved academic training. He also supplemented the curricular offerings at the Teachers College with the development of the extension courses and implementation of the civilian pilot training program. When Dr. McElroy retired in 1946, Dr. Clarence Crawford became president.
A lot of last names matching up with some dormitories.
There
right
you
now.
Go. You're catching on. President Crawford led the college in a time of significant change. Student enrollment grew with the end of World War II and the GI Bill. Academic programs expanded with the awarding of the first Bachelor of Arts degree in 1947 and the first Master of Science degree in 1954. On lower campus, the first men's dormitory was finally built in 1952. But prior to this, men stayed off campus, like in apartments and rented rooms and houses, and only women were housed on campus.
Which is weird.
You think so?
I mean,
it's to keep the women safe.
I know. I guess I kind of assume it's something like that, but it's still weird that it took that long to build a men's
yes.
one.
Yeah, that's why I think
it's
significant.
More so, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. In 1957, the Teachers College became Mankato State College. All teachers' colleges in the state of Minnesota at the same time changed to be known as state colleges, having received the right to grant master's degrees in 1953. Crawford also oversaw the expansion from the original campus to two campuses, one downtown, the original one, known as Valley Campus, and one on the hilltop, known as Highland Campus. This expansion also meant new construction. New buildings built during Dr. Crawford's presidency included Searing Center, Nichols Hall, Crawford Center, Wilson Campus School, now known as Weeking Center, Highland Arena, Nelson Hall, Blakesley Stadium, Armstrong Hall, and Gage Center. The student body grew from 800 in 1946 to more than 12,000 when Dr. Crawford retired in 1965.
Wow.
Big, big, big jump.
Big jump.
Dr. James Nickerson is the next president, began his duties in September of 1966. Dr. Nickerson's administration was known for awarding of the first specialist degrees and continued Highland campus expansion, including the Gage Center B, Performing Arts Center, Morris Hall, Memorial Library, Centennial Student Union, the Trafton Science Center, and the Campus Mall. President Nickerson led the campus through the turbulent times of the anti-Vietnam War era, with student protests and unrest in the late 1960s and early 1970s. When Dr. Douglas Moore became president in January 1974, he faced several problems: declining enrollment, oversupply of college graduates, too many staff members, tightening of money from the legislature, and a divided campus, Valley and Highland. He had one office in Old Main and one in the Centennial Union. This arrangement made him less accessible than he desired to be. The college became Mankato State University in 1975, which led to a reorganization of the administrative and academic units. The Valley and Highland campuses were consolidated into today's campus during Moore's 4 years at MSU. This effort resulted in additions to a few of the buildings. President Moore also oversaw the process of selecting the new university mascot, the
Maverick,
in 1977.
Love it.
In 1978, Valley Campus was closed. In 1979, Dr. Margaret Preska began serving as the first woman president of Mankato State University. Remember, Julia Sears
was the principal.
So Dr. Preska's 12-year tenure at MSU included an increase in enrollment, including increased numbers of international students, and innovations such as a Friday-Saturday college and academic program expansion. The campus saw considerable new construction during that time. Dr. Richard Rush's administration began in 1992 and focused on the student experience and led to the development of learning communities, first-year experience, Maverick Hall, and the full tuition presidential scholars program. To reflect the growing mission and expanded programming, he guided a renaming process leading to the current name, Minnesota State University Mankato. The fifth time in its history, the university adopted a new name to reflect expanded services to Minnesota and the nation. Rush partnered with the Alumni Foundation to increase focus on external fundraising to support buildings and programs and raised more than $38 million.
Dang!
He worked to elevate the hockey program to Division I, receiving NCAA approval and admission into the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. During his tenure, the Andreas Theater and Taylor Center were constructed, and Myers Fieldhouse and the Centennial Student Union were renovated. In 2002, Dr. Richard Davenport began his administration. He expanded several initiatives to enhance the university environment, including a great place to work, the President's Commission on the Status of Women, and the President's Commission on Diversity. The university landscape saw significant change during his administration, including the construction of, Julia Sears Residential Community and the Margaret Preska Residence Community.
Nice.
To name a few. Under his leadership, the university saw increased international student enrollment, expanded online and extended education programs, and began offering applied doctoral degrees in education, nursing, and psychology.
Wonderful.
And today, the university is led by Dr. Edward Inch, who began in 2021. MSUM offers more than 130 programs in 6 undergraduate colleges. The College of Graduate Studies and Research offers over 85 master's, advanced certificates, and doctoral programs. And student life is vibrant with more than 200 recognized department clubs, organizations, intramural sports, and service and religious organizations. First-year students get off to a strong start with the support of the new student and family programs, and some take advantage of residential learning communities where students share a major, live on the same residence community floors, and take classes together. The university offers 20 intercollegiate men's and women's sports. You may be wondering, whatever happened to Valley Campus? Well, Old Main sat empty and deserted, deteriorating rapidly from the lack of occupants and stripped of all of its remaining treasures, even the copper that adorned its towers. Mankato City officials, interested groups, and individuals weighed the decision to demolish or to renovate. This is in the 1980s when the campus moved. Through the efforts of the Old Main Limited Partnership, the property was nominated to the National Register of Historic Places in 1984. Renovating Old Main into a unique and beautiful 85-unit retirement community began in 1987. It was aptly named Old Main Village. Its first residents arrived in June of 1988, many of them former teachers or students. As the years went by, Nichols Hall and Lincoln Library became office buildings. Nichols was renovated as the Vine Adult Community Center in 2014, and Lincoln Library now serves as the Blue Earth County Government Center. Oh, and in 1960, the St. Thomas More Newman Center opened just one block south of Old Main. That building today serves as the Blue Earth County History Center. We hope you enjoyed today's program as we explored the history of Minnesota State University Mankato. All of the information we shared today comes from the archives of both the Blue Earth County Historical Society and Minnesota State University Mankato. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.